Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update. This morning in Fremont, Civic Center Drive south of Mowry Avenue is the scene of an investigation into a police shooting that left a suspect dead. Police say the suspect shot at an officer last night. They say the suspect fell to the ground and two other officers arrived to help. Officers say they opened fire after the suspect refused orders to stop waving his hands and grabbed the gun and pointed it at the officers, who then opened fire. A standoff with police in Benicia is now over, and investigators say it turns out the suspect was involved in another recent standoff. In the latest incident, officers responded to East H Street around 3 yesterday afternoon. Police say 54-year-old Rodney Brinkerhoff claimed to be armed and threatened to harm a relative. He surrendered peacefully about 11:20 last night. They say he was out on bail after an arrest earlier this month. Investigators say Brinkerhoff was behind a bomb and suicide threat that forced the closure of the Benicia Bridge April 5th.
Hundreds of mourners are demanding action after a 6-year-old boy and his mother were hit by a car and killed in an Oakland crosswalk. A vigil was held yesterday evening for Alma Vasquez and her son Angel Garcia. They were struck on Saturday as they crossed 26th Avenue near Foothill Boulevard. An uncle of the boy was injured as well and remains hospitalized. A half-mile stretch of Foothill has no stoplights or stop signs, and now the community is demanding a traffic signal at that intersection. Here's a look at that hit-and-run suspect. Police say that Razanok Allen has an extensive criminal history and was driving a two-door black Mercedes. He is still at large.
Let's check in with Mary Lee, looking at our forecast. Not a bad day today.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice day, Michelle and Kenny, across the Bay Area. Cooler compared to yesterday, but still above average temps for this time of year. Here is a live look with our Sutro cam, and you can see that marine layer in the fog, the Golden Gate. So areas of fog along the coast and parts of the bay. Check out Half Moon Bay down to zero for the visibility this morning. You can see that fog along the coast through the Golden Gate Gap and into the bay this morning. So tracking that for you as we head through the afternoon, mostly sunny to partly sunny skies. So your microclimate forecast for the coast, morning fog, partly sunny in the afternoon, low to mid 60s for the bay, mid to upper 60s to low 70s, partly sunny. And check out our inland location, still warming up into the low 80s with mostly sunny skies. A satellite and radar view, ridge of high pressure slowly pushing away. A cool down begins today, but especially for tomorrow. And the reason why, this trough of low pressure will push down into our region, and that'll bring cooler temperatures and also cloudier conditions as well. So future cast, as we take you through the day, here we are at 4 p.m., mostly sunny to partly sunny skies. And then for Saturday, more clouds, could see some drizzle, some sprinkles along the coast tomorrow, and then plenty of sunshine for your Sunday. Allergy sufferers at pollen count, medium high today, increasing Saturday, Sunday, and for Monday. So daytime highs today, about 5 to 10 degrees above average, 67 in San Francisco, 72 in Oakland, mid-70s, Mountain View, Fremont, upper 70s in San Jose, low 80s, Concord, Livermore, and Fairfield. Back to you.
The Sharks and Warriors were both winners in their playoff games last night, but here's some out-of-season football news.
That's right. Newly retired tight end Rob Gronkowski has left a lasting mark on the New England Patriots and the NFL's Lombardi Trophy. The latter happened at a baseball game during a ceremony at the Boston Red Sox home opener.
Some of the guys were going to throw out the first pitch. Jules was warming up. Gronkowski got him a pitch in. Gronk thought of a great idea. He'd play around and get a swing. And I think we're all under the impression, I mean, no way is he going to swing a Lombardi trophy.
And literally at the last second, when 11 throws the ball, we see 87 go from a batting position to a bunt.
Gronkowski's parting gift.
Hand eye coordination. The ball left a sizable dent in the trophy. There you see it right there on the left. And just another reminder of the Patriots great, really making an impact, right? Gronkowski.
Big impact.
Oh, yeah. Literally.
I guess he could. You know, he helped the Patriots win all those trophies, especially against the Denver Broncos.
So he messed them a couple the times. Trophy. He earns the trophy, and then
he just wants to make his extra mark on
the
it, right?
To mess it up.
He wants to stand out.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. I'm sure he'll be charged. All right. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour.
And you can always watch and listen to us on your Google Home and Amazon Echo devices.